thanks, Luke. Good morning. I know Rollins got me turned down back there because he's trying to sleep, so I've got to keep him awake. Praise the Lord. The Christian life. Over the past year, Pastor Peter and I have talked about the Christian life and the necessities that go along with that. And in fact, I got this PowerPoint again. Okay, let me see if I get this going. Last week, I talked about a solid foundation based on truth. And we talked about how this building had such a solid foundation. And, you know, over the year, we've looked at prayer and devotions and attending church regularly, evangelizing, money, worship, forgiveness, on and on. The Christian life. These are important issues. What would you add to that list that I just rattled off? Anything comes to mind? What would you say would characterize a Christian's life? It might include things like love and compassion and mercy, grace, studying the Bible. I'm sure you could think of something. But would you consider work? Would you consider that as something that is of high importance in the Christian's life, an essential part? Probably not. That's probably not what first thing that came to your mind. Good, honest, hard work is something that God seeks and expects from all of us and desires to see in all of us. God's words tell us this. It's important to work hard. Working hard is very important. Look at these verses. First of all, Proverbs 12:11, a hard worker has plenty of food. That's pretty straightforward, right? Or the verse 24 in that chapter, work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. You know, I think that speaks to influence and success. It's important to us as Christians that we would have influence in the lives around us. Not for our own good, but to reach others for Christ. It's just one of the benefits of hard work. Proverbs 13:4, lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. Now, this isn't a financial prosperity message. It's really Christian prosperity. How to prosper as a Christian. What your life should reveal to others. What is successful life as a Christian? It's about what God wants for you and from you. He wants you to be influential in reaching others and bringing glory to Him. Whether it's at work or wherever, at play, wherever you are. As Luke mentioned in the scripture reading today, 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink, it's not because those are the two important things, it's because it's whatever you do, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever you do, that pretty much sums it up, right? I like how another translation puts it, do it all for God's glory. Do it all for God's glory. That's what a Christian life should be about. So, today we're going to talk about work. It's a four-letter word. Now, I see some of you trying to count, so I'm going to just move it around there a little bit. Okay. Work. Some people hate to do it. Some people love to do it. Some go to great lengths to avoid doing it. Some do too much of it. There's many different attitudes toward work. One thing is constant, though, with work. It must get done. Ever since Adam and Eve, the days of creation, people have had to work or depend on somebody to work for them for their survival. I heard that in colonial Jamestown, there was a sign above the city gate, and it said, "He will not work. He that will not work shall not eat." If you're not going to work, then don't eat. So how would you like that at the entrance to the city? You might want to go elsewhere if you're not willing to work. Work sets a person's lifestyle. Where you live, when you sleep and eat, the time with your family, even your attire can be decided by your work. Work is ordained by God. It was God's idea from the beginning. First in creation, we see God at work. He worked for 6 days, creating and creating and creating, and then he rested. He showed us the importance of work in that. And he gave us a task of ruling over and taking care of his creation. Genesis 2:15 says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." Man had work to do right from the beginning. Just like your creator, you have the ability to work, to make plans, to implement them, to be creative. So whether paid or volunteer work, meaningful activity plays a critical role in our lives as a human being. So when you retire, some of you, that's a long way off. Some of you, it's already here. When you retire, purpose to work still, to serve, to volunteer. It's important. God designed us to be active and to be working. And work has a purpose, provides money or resources for the necessities of life. It gives us satisfaction in doing a job well, and it also is obedience to God. Colossians 3:22 talks about this, gaining the favor, approval of your employer through diligent work. The real boss is Jesus Christ. See your job as service to him, not simply your employer who pays the bill, who gives you the paycheck. And if you have employees, treat them with respect and fairness. Work should be done with excellence. Ephesians 6, behind one. Oh, it stopped working. I apologize. Okay, Ben, you're going to have to help me out. Ephesians 6, verse 7, it says it well. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people. Don't be people pleasers, be a God pleaser. God's standard of excellence needs to be our standard. And work provides an opportunity to witness. You might not think of it that way. And you might not think that your work is important, but it is. You can influence lives. People are watching you. They see your results. They see your work ethic. They see how you handle a tough task. You present a powerful message through your verbal and nonverbal actions and words as you work. The world needs this powerful witness. They need you. Christians, we are to find a call in this. Not to a life of ease, but to a life of good, hard work. Colossians 3:23 says this, "Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." Are you doing that? Do you consider God's perspective while you're at work? He is watching you. The people around you are watching you. God is also watching you. And he cares about your performance. Christians should not separate their work from their faith, no matter what their work is. In fact, we might say that we should do the opposite. Combine faith in our work. Pray while you're at work, silently or out loud at times. Pray for your project, for your assignment that you're given, for the people around you, for your boss. You know, I was reading a post last night. I got an email that I had something on Facebook. It was from Sherry Schindler. It was about their new grandbaby. And it said, "I am so happy for you. I prayed for you whenever I walked past..." Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is... Hey, Mike, you want to keep it down? This post was about Tyler and Myrna's baby, Aurora. And it said, "Every time she walked past their house, I am so happy for you. I prayed for you guys whenever I walked past Myrna's parents on the paper route." She's saying how even while she's working, she could be focused on other things, in prayer, praying for others. Good example there. Christian belongs to God. We belong to God, and so does our labor. If you think of it that way, you're going to put more work, more effort into your work, because you're working for God. He cares about the work of your hands. Do not leave your faith or your prayer life at home when you go to work. Christians can honor and love God even in the smallest actions. Just like Sherry Schindler was praying as she walked past somebody's house. She prayed for an individual. Are you honoring and loving God throughout your day? When you get up, when you get ready to eat breakfast, when you're getting ready for the day at your workplace, wherever you are, in the smallest things, no matter where you are, at home, in the classroom, on the factory floor, working away, or at the office. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:31, another of our scripture reading. "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Take account today. Take account of your life. How many little things do you do throughout the day with no thought of thankfulness to God? Hopefully, you will reduce that number in the coming weeks. Strive to have that number at zero. Be thankful to God in everything you do, even the smallest of actions. The work of a Christian is full of the presence of God. We should be a shining light, full of God and reflecting His light. Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We must be grounded in God. We must be able to reflect Him. How do you do that? You have to be polished. You have to be in the Word. You have to be in prayer. I read one person that described being grounded in God as finding His presence in our work. I read this quote. This was written back around 1590 by a priest called Brother Lawrence. "Intentionally set your mind and heart to dedicate all work for the love of God. We cannot do this perfectly, but this is a discipline for our benefit and to glorify the God of work in our individual lives while the world watches us." Yes, the world is watching. Probably right when you think it's not watching you. It is watching you. And work can be difficult. And it can be easy to complain about things. The world is watching how you respond to difficulties. Maybe you've seen that TV show, Dirty Jobs. I've watched that some, and it says it takes a humorous look at some examples of what it's like to do possibly very difficult jobs, dirty jobs. And I was reading about some of the ones that they included. One was a roadkill collector, a shark suit tester, a penguin keeper, and a hot tar roofer. I actually had one of those jobs, and it wasn't the first three. But I had it for a very short time. I wised up and said, I don't like the smell of this tar, and I went on to something else. It was not a good job for me, but in that, I could have still thanked God for the job or thank God to show me what I don't want to do. Maybe you have a job that's bad. Maybe it's worse than these. You have opportunity to thank God where you're at, no matter how bad your job is. And if it's not bad, if you have a good job, then you have more opportunity maybe to thank God every day at work. Now let's look from a different perspective. Let's look at how others might see us, how a coworker might look at a Christian. I read this article by Randy Kilgore. He's the vice president of Marketplace Network. He interviewed a woman while on a commuter train, and this is what he wrote. He said she was not a believer, and she clearly had some issues with Christians in the workplace. So he asked her this question. What are the five things you want from coworkers who claim to be Christians? And I thought these were very interesting. In fact, they shine light on the scriptures that we've already looked at. First of all, I wish my Christian coworkers knew more about their faith. What they believe and why. Isn't that interesting? Why would somebody want a Christian coworker to know more about their faith and what they believe and why? You might have thought that the opposite, that they wish they didn't know anything and they would be quiet. But a lot of people are looking for truth and for hope. But they have a hard time admitting it. And they don't want to go to church. But they want to watch you and see if you're different. What is different about your life? They really might want to know what we believe and why. Second one, I wish my Christian coworkers had more hope in hard times. Well, that's kind of hard to hear. That makes me a little bit sad. We should have hope that people can see that we have faith in God. And that hope in that, a hope in a future, eternity with God. Are you a shining light? Do you have hope in your life that others can see? In hard times, not just when your day is easy at work, but when you are having a hard time at work, your best opportunity to shine. Of all the things people are looking for in us, the one they're most interested in is hope. It seems that when bad things happen in the world, like terrorist attacks or tornadoes, or when bad things happen in life, sickness or family strife, people are looking to Christians for hope. They may not have a relationship with Jesus, so they are looking to us for that hope. They're looking for a positive perspective on what's happening in their life, for some source of strength or courage. Third one, I wish my Christian co-workers were more curious about the hard questions of life so that when asked those questions, they would already have the answers. I thought that was interesting. They wanted us to have the answers, you know. That I recall years ago that didn't seem like the case. Like they didn't want me to have the answers. They kind of wanted to stump me or know better than me. But in actuality, they would never admit it, but they wanted to know the answers that we have from Scripture, from God. Many people have no opportunity to understand Scripture. They're wishing that we would have the answers. I'm reminded of God's Word. It talks about this in 1 Peter 3:15 and 16, another of our scripture reading today. But have reverence for Christ in your hearts and honor him as Lord. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have at all times. Have an answer ready. People want us to have the answer ready. God wants us to have the answer ready. And do so with gentleness and respect as we present that answer, that hope. Fourth, I wish my Christian co-workers behaved more honorably. Are you behaving honorably at work? Are you shining? They expect us to live lives different than them, and they're watching us to see if we do. Are you acting wisely? The Bible says you have been set apart as holy to the Lord your God. The Lord set apart the godly for himself, God's very own possession. That's what God says about us. Are you living that out at the workplace? Behave more honorably. Philippians 4:8 says this, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things and act in such a way that you're thinking about. Do these things. Be honorable. The fifth one, I wish my Christian co-workers were more compassionate. Do you have compassion for others around you, especially the lost? That's what God calls us to have compassion. It's easy for us to be harsh or judgmental or insensitive or intolerant. You know, the world wants to call Christians intolerant when they are intolerant of us. But we need to have a higher standard. We need to behave with compassion and honor. The same scripture reading we just had a second ago, 1 Peter 3. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you, but do it with gentleness and respect. Are you compassionate? Gentleness and respect. Understand that they're searching, that they're needy. God calls us to share the hope that we have within us, the hope that we have found in Scripture, to shine for Him. She never said anything like, I wish Christians would keep their faith to themselves. She never said, I wish Christians would loosen up and party once in a while or bend the rules a bit at work. No, she said things that are fairly easy for us to implement, that God would have us implement at work or any place. Good news about this is that Christians can be the go-to people. People go to somebody for answers. You should be that person. Be ready to answer people. Be ready to be the go-to person. and make sure that you share the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. Colossians 3:23. We started with this, let's end with it. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than people. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the work that you give us. I thank you for the people around us. Lord, help us to see that they are needy, are searching, are desiring to understand the answers that you have, the hope that you have. Help us to be a shining light to reflect your love and salvation to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.